January 23rd, 2023. Halfcast 400, episode 400. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? He wanted a hitman to kill his wife and her boyfriend, strike one. The first hire scammed him, strike two. And the second was an undercover federal agent, struck out looking. I'll say it once again, there's no such thing as hitmen. Either they're scammers, they're going to rip you off, they're law enforcement, or there's some cosplay weirdos who just get off on hearing your story, in which they're going to turn you over to the authorities anyway. Just walk away, buddy. A Boston man is facing 10 years in prison after he was arrested by federal agents for concocting a plot, not a good plot, to kill his wife and her lover. Prosecutor said, if you thought he was spelunking your spouse before, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now that you're out of the picture, he can really go full steam ahead. The man, identified as 46-year-old Muhammad Chowdhury, was charged with one count of murder for hire, the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney's Office said in a January 18th statement. According to officials, he was detained last week following a meeting with agents where he allegedly gave them a $500 deposit for the job. That's a little cheap, don't you think, buddy? A down payment for the full $4,000 he negotiated. It's not like we can get a quote from Angie's List, but $4,000 seems a little bit too good to be true for someone who's whitewalling your wife, canoodling with your consort, laying your lady, mating with your mate, or pounding your partner. An unidentified person told federal authorities that Chowdhury hired someone to murder his wife in exchange for cash, prosecutor said. How much you want to bet that unidentified person was actually posing as the hitman, and once he got his rocks off listening to this guy's story, he turned him over to law enforcement, which is nothing wrong because he probably saved these two people's lives in the end, but it seems more of a fetish than anything. However, the hitman scammed him, took the money instead, and did not follow through plan. I think that was very well played. If this man didn't have the stones to carry the job out for himself, what would he do if someone just took his money? Let's not forget, this might just be the same person that told the authorities on him in the first place, the unidentified person. The tipster claimed that Chowdhury requested the job be executed immediately and suggested that he would commit a robbery to get the money if necessary. Prosecutors allege, wait a minute, something's not adding up, because if he's not scared to commit robbery, why won't he run up on a man that's betting his betrothed or banging his ball and chain? After obtaining Chowdhury's contact information, an undercover agent posing as a contract killer began a conversation with him about his plan. According to officials, Chowdhury then met with the undercover agents multiple times in December 2022 and January 2023 to discuss the hit. Prosecutor said he had plenty of time to call it off. During these meetings, he gave them information about his wife and her boyfriend's whereabouts, including their address, job schedules, and photo. He had more than enough time to call it off. This is what doesn't make any sense to me, because while he was plotting, planning, worrying, staying up all night trying to figure it out, them two were getting it in, having the time of their life. Wasn't even thinking about him. It is alleged that during these meetings and communications, Chowdhury explained that his wife wouldn't let him see his children, that's foul, and that he wanted the undercover agents to rob and beat his wife and her boyfriend so that he would not be a suspect, the U.S. Attorney's Office said. Next up, Houston judge sparks outrage with $1 bond for a violent kidnapping suspect, simply defies logic. Two stories off the top of my head, most recent, Larry Eugene Price Jr., who died in an Arkansas jail over a $100 bail, He was only 80, 90 pounds. He wasted away in jail. Then there was the couple in New York where the guy actually beat his wife on Facebook Live and threatened to kill her. They locked him up. He walked right out of the jail and made a direct line to this woman and murdered her in front of her kids. So whatever they've done about bail reform, they think they've done, they haven't done anything. They need to scrap it because it's ass backwards. A Houston judge is being criticized after a Texas man with 8 prior felony convictions was given a $1 bond after allegedly beating a woman over several days as he held her inside his car. Andy Kahan, director of Crime Stoppers in Houston, is pushing for the Texas legislative session to pass a new bill to prevent violent criminals from getting out of jail with a get out of jail free card. 8 prior convictions. This man is a career criminal. He's a career violent criminal, and letting him walk out for just a dollar sends all the wrong messages. Why don't you just let him give you a 20 on the way out, cover himself for the rest of the year? Kahan joined Fox and Friends first Monday after the suspect was arrested again for allegedly threatening the same victim. That's what you open the door for. We just passed a law last legislative session that basically said you can no longer give out PR bonds, personal reconnaissance bonds, or what we call get out of jail free cards. So what this particular court said was, okay, I can't give you a PR bond. I'll just go ahead and make it a dollar for a total of $2, Kahan explained, saying it simply defies logic. For someone without a background in law, it seems to me that anything that's not murder, they're letting people walk and they're giving them a chance to work their way up to murder. Just keep trying until you get murder and then maybe we'll let you stay. Aubrey Taylor, 43, was granted the low bond on January 13th by 232nd Criminal District Court Judge Josh Hill, Fox 26 Houston reported. Taylor was arrested again on January 18th for violating those orders and threatening the victim. Kahan called for a new bill to place a minimum mandate so defendants who are charged with violent crimes must face a more expensive bail. Wasn't that always the nuts and bolts of the bail system in the first place? The greater the charge, the higher the bail. When did they start messing with that? This man kidnapped a woman, held her in his vehicle for several days and abused her. And for $5, he bailed out and had change for a cheeseburger. I said that in addition to the 2 violent offenses that Taylor is now charged with, he has 8 prior felony convictions, 2 of them for robbery. Citing court documents, Fox 26 reported that Hill set the bond at $1 to show how he felt about the state's law that requires those accused of violent crimes to put up cash to get released on their own personal reconnaissance. In 2021, Governor Greg Abbott signed the legislation effectively getting rid of cashless release. Next up, Florida woman told cops crack pipe found during strip search was a sex toy. It's not like we're talking about something that could be mistaken for a multi-tool or something with multiple uses. No, a crack pipe is just that. It's only good for one thing. That's one way to get your rocks off. Who wrote this? Hold on to your lunch, kids. A Florida woman claimed a crack pipe found protruding from her vagina during a strip search was actually a sex toy. Carmela Ann Maines, 57, was taken into custody Wednesday in Clearwater, Florida, after she failed to show up to court to face shoplifting charges, according to court records obtained by the Smoking Gun. All to be that dedicated law enforcement officer who went above and beyond the call of duty to retrieve that evidence. Me personally, I would have told her, I believe you. Keep it in. Carmela Ann Maines was allegedly concealing a crack pipe in her vagina, police said in a Pinellas County jail. But while Maines was processed at the Pinellas County jail, a body scan revealed an anomaly in her genital area, an arrest affidavit said, according to the outlet. When officials conducted a strip search of the suspect, who drew the short straw for that? They found that a glass crack pipe was protruding from the defendant's vagina, officers wrote. Other than the slew of health concerns that come along with transporting such a filthy object internally, especially in someone's vagina, what else did she have planned to do with it? Dig herself out? Plan a great escape? Maine then allegedly removed the contraband from her cavity, and intentionally threw it on the ground and stepped on it in an effort to destroy evidence, the affidavit read. She then tried to explain that the object was actually a sex toy, despite that it was consistent with the pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine and covered with burnt markings, police wrote. She must have put a hell of a lot of miles on that crack pipe to think someone would actually believe her. Maines was charged with possessing contraband in a county detention facility and tampering with evidence in connection with the incident, according to the report. She was held behind bars after failing to post a $3,500 bond. Peep game, because this is Florida. They gave this woman a $3,500 bond, and that was for shoplifting and bringing the contraband into the county detention facility. But this guy in Texas only got a $1 bond after he kidnapped a woman, held her hostage inside his vehicle, and beat her for several days. He walked out for $1. Maines had been reportedly previously convicted, no, you don't say, of trespassing, disorderly conduct, fraud, battery, driving without a license, and failure to show up in court. Episode 400. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.